Hello there. See, I think if Mildred is on there, and maybe Mar is in there as well. Can you guys hear me?
If who else is on? This is Maura.
Hi, Maura.
Hi, Tony. Is someone else waiting too?
I think someone else is on the line here as well. I think it's looks like the name is Mildred Brinson.
Okay, well, I'll give you Jerome tried several times to give names, and so I took them for him.
Yes,
because he couldn't get through.
So.
Hi, Tony, and everybody else. I'm calling from Massachusetts. My name is June, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Hi.
Hi.
I've opened the call, and I think Glenda's having a difficult time joining the call today. We're just taking blessing requests, and if Glenda can join us, then she'll be on. So we'll just go through. So let me just pause for a sec, and I think, Mari, you're still on. You had a couple of blessing requests from Jerome. Let's take those first, if that's okay.
Sure.
Mara, go ahead. I think you should be unmuted now.
Right. The first two were Jack and Andrew, and the next one is Joan. Tom. There were four people that he wanted to be on the blessing call.
Okay. Jack and Andrew, Joan and Tom. For Jerome. Okay. Got him. Thank you. Mara, was there a blessing that you wanted to include as well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could use some blessings very much. thank you.
You bet. Well, I have you on the list here. Of course, the list is kind of with everyone in spirit, too. No matter where we're writing it down or feeling it, we're all connected, of course.
Exactly. That's wonderful. I love that feeling that it doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters, but in the big picture, it doesn't. We're connected.
Yeah.
Something to be grateful
for. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. All right. So let's see. I see Mary Smith.
Hey, Tony, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Mary. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for the beautiful job. And I did have some blessing requests.
Sure.
The first is for my mother, Kathleen. She always prays the rosary during our blessing calls for everybody on the call. It's her way of honoring and contributing. And also for my beloved friend Jack, who has passed away, and for my great-granddaughter Serenity, and for my two new baby kitties, one is Shanti, and the other is Shakti, and that means peace and also power, and I'm training them to come when I pray the peace prayer, Om Shanti Shanti. I have kittens come running. And maybe those are good mantras for today, peace and power, and being at peace and recognizing where true power lies. And I think it's in our hearts and in our unity and our faith and our compassion. So those are my requests. And thank you so much for everything.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks to everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. And thanks to everybody for helping to try to get things organized and for being patient. There's quite a few of us on the call, so thank you so much for doing that. And thanks, Mary. We'll take a wireless caller who's in the queue next.
Hello, Tony. It's me. Finally,
hey.
Here.
Hi, Glenn.
I was curious. Did anyone hear me say anything?
I got on about 4 or 5 minutes after, and I thought I heard you talk for just a second or two to Jerome. But I
and then nothing after that? Okay, no. I went on for 20 minutes. I went on for a 20-minute presentation. So funny. Oh. I guess I was talking to the world. But I was hoping you were there or someone was there and would make sense out of it all.
We've just taken a few blessing requests. We got Jerome's request and Mara
right.
is on there, and Mary Smith just gave us some. Okay. So maybe there's some, while we still have you here, maybe give us a shortened version or anything you'd like to do while we have you.
Well, you have me now. Our electricity yeah. is on, it's stable, and I'm here. So I'd like to just finish taking blessing calls for mothers because it's really not fair that they had to bear the burden of my difficulty. And thank you so much, Tony. Let's just
sure.
get on with the request, and then we'll
okay.
move into the blessing.
Sounds good. I see Joni.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for all your help. And Glenda, thank you. A blessing request for a friend of mine, Anise, who's having to endure Parkinson's Plus, which is a very complicated and more aggressive form of Parkinson's disease. And she could certainly use a blessing, and her husband, Tim, who is her caregiver.
Hmm. Okay, very good. And I'm sorry, what was her husband's name again? Tim?
Tim, yes. Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Okay, definitely. We've got him there.
Thank
you for your patience, and thanks
oh,
for
no
calling
problem.
With the request. Okay, very good. There are a couple other people. I have another wireless caller. Hello.
Hi, Glenda and Tony. It's Scott from Orlando.
Hi, Scott.
I've got some good friends in Orlando that work to help kids that have gotten into a little scrape with the justice system, mm-hmm. and they set up, help them set goals, and then they get to receive awards if they do really well.
Mm-hmm.
So they call me in to coach the kids when they're going to receive awards because I study public speaking. And the last time I did that, I got really good feedback. So one of the directors has invited me to do that again. And so I'd get to do that on Thursday. So I'm asking for support from the community to have a good experience with the kids. Not that there's anything special about me, but that Spirit could help them to have a successful experience in life.
That's nice. And so it's is your blessing for all of those kids you were working with?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sounds very good. All right. Well, I hope you're doing well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, and thank you. It's good to talk with you. I see a couple other callers here. I'm just going to try to keep going quickly through the blessing call requests. So I see Susan, I think.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Susan.
Thanks, Mary. Hi, Maura. Hi, everybody. You know, I had two sort of miracles that happened between yesterday and today, and I thought, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, there's nobody, you know, I could think of, and then I went, well, what about what happened? I went, oh, yeah, I really should share that. So today I had to go to my son's second birthday, you know, and I relied on my
Hang on one sec.
Wow.
Susan, we lost you there for a second.
Try
it again now.
Okay. So anyway, I was on my way with my GPS to this party, and I was very confident, no problem. And all of a sudden, the GPS said, you have arrived. And I went, really? I don't know where to pull in this. Now, I was looking for this, like, you know, barnyard petting zoo, and I couldn't find anything. It's very rural. So all of a sudden I got, you know, tense, you know. I was so calm and boom. I pull into, I think I'm not going to keep riding on the road. I pull into a little dead end street not far from where they said I have arrived. And I started to call my son, you know, and my other son, and there wasn't good reception there either. And I went, oh my God. All of a sudden, a man who lived in the house on this dead end little street in Nowheresville pulls down the driveway, and, oh, perfect, I could ask him. And as he's, you know, doing that, and I get out of the car, my son pulls into this driveway. I have three boys. I said, he goes, well, he got lost too, and he wound up on this country road, pulling into the same street that I did. So I said, wow, what would be the chances of that? We weren't traveling. He lives in an hour away from me. We weren't connected, talking to each other. We just knew we were going to this birthday party from my third son. So I thought that was quite miraculous. And the lovely guy who was pulling out of his driveway, you know, kind of drove us. He said, follow me. I'll take you to where you want to go. And I thought that was quite miraculous. And then yesterday, I had occasion to be with friends, and I was wearing this ring, and all of a sudden I feel this big gouge out of the stone. I said, jeez, did I bang this? I put my glasses on, and I mean, it was visible to the naked eye, and I don't have the best vision, and you could feel it. It was like gouged out. It was so strange. So I said, well, I guess I'll have to go to my jeweler and replace the stone. You know, when I came home, there was no mark in this stone, nothing. It was like healed. I said, how could this be? You know, I thought about the painting with Glenda. But, I mean, this was so evidently gouged out. It wasn't a little chip. And when I got home, there was nothing gouged out. I'm saying, oh, my God. It was very odd. Between yesterday and today, I felt those two experiences. And as I'm sitting here, I said, I heard divine guidance saying, you need to share that. And I said, okay, sounds good.
Very nice.
So I thought I'd do that.
Thank you very much. Beautiful story. Thank you.
And that's my contribution.
Okay. I've got a couple more people with blessing requests. Thank you. Love and blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thanks.
Okay. And we've got Sarah. Hello?
Hello? Hi. Yes, this is Sarah from Kansas City.
Speak up. Speak a little closer to the phone, Sarah. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Sure. How's that?
No, you're still very, very low.
Very low. Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
Much better. Much better.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I'd love a blessing. I am currently renting. I'm renting a portion of my house. So I'd love a blessing for just really good, the right people to come, really peace and harmony in my home and financial abundance and stability and harmony. And I would love a blessing for, I'm working on quitting smoking right now and just asking for help and support on that. And just even with some like sort of brain fog, just a little bit of just asking for clarity more and healing in the brain and, those things.
Yeah. Very good. We got you on the list. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. And we've got Eva.
Eva. Hi. This is Eva. I just wanted to let you know about a wonderful blessing which I had this week. I had been getting quite depleted because of the care of my husband and not being able to get out very much for myself. And then my daughter, who got laid off, has been now helping me, which is a blessing, even though she got laid off, but that's beside the point. But she was saying, we really have to get you out and, you know, somewhere. She says, I want to take you to the shore. And I said, oh, well, that's really impossible. My husband cannot speak since he had a stroke in 2001. He now has also become blind. And so this is really a challenge for even having people here to care for him. I mean, other than physical therapists that we've had, which are trained, but I mean, just like a friend or somebody that could just be here with him. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly last week after she said that, she was at a weekend camping thing, which for the Quakers, which she is a member of, and was talking apparently about this. And this one young man who's a nurse, who's a friend of their family, said, well, I could come and stay with your husband and you can take your mom to the shore. When she came home from there and told me that, I was like, this was last week, I was like, so unbelievable, you know, that this just suddenly happened. So Wednesday he came over, and of course I knew, being a nurse, he knows what to do. I don't have to have any concern at all. I can just go. So we went down to the Jersey Shore, and I have not seen the ocean for quite a long time, and I love the ocean. and sat there watching the waves and just felt my body just kind of let go and come into a more peaceful place. And then we went down to another area, and because I said, I want to walk in the sand, I have to walk on the beach. Got my feet in the sand, and so it just felt so wonderful. And so it was like, yes, I guess, you know, I have to believe that good things can happen. Sometimes it gets hard, but that was really very restorative for me. So I'm very thankful for that. I wanted to share that. And, of course, keep me, Eva, and my husband, Charlie, in the blessings, too, for continued healing. We've had our ups and downs, and so now, again, we're getting some therapy again for him, and hopefully this time he stays up, which I hope for each time, but got to take it as it comes. But at least getting some help was really great.
Very good. Yeah, it does sound like a miracle. Well, thank you, Eva.
Sure.
There's a couple other people I'm going to go to. I see Mary Piercy. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking over and helping the call go through.
Sure.
I just kind of wonder, there were solar flares forecasted to affect us today and tomorrow, and they had upgraded them from a minimal to a moderate effect. So maybe that's what's going on with all of our miscommunication problems today.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to say that, and I also wanted to ask for a blessing for myself in the search of a new career opportunity that actually I feel good about and that I can be in my integrity to do. And again, for blessings for my little princess, my little blessing giver kitty.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Your patience and participating. All right, we got another caller at area code 828. Hello?
Hi, Tony. Hi, Glenda. This is David. I'm asking for a blessing for myself and my family, and also Janice. I know I've talked before about coming out from Albuquerque to look in on my dad for health care. He's had some weird neurological disease, and he passed away last Sunday night, and it's been kind of difficult on a lot of different fronts. I mean, I think the only one in the room when he passed, and I had been feeding him and water, giving him hydration, and only a month ago we thought he might be good to go to rehab, and so it was kind of a shock to see when they put him on a diet at the hospital that it weakened him so much that he was barely able to get past this. So, but afterwards I felt his energy, his presence, and I'm like, I could see him, you know, in the beyond, and it's like, he looked so happy and enthusiastic, so it's like, I couldn't, it's a weird kind of a grieving process, is that I really haven't seen, I mean, I'm really, very in touch with him and celebrating his life constantly now, and so, probably the most difficult part is my brother's been really a jerk and putting all the pressure of mundanes on myself and my mom. So it's almost like we've been on edge and eggshells all week, hardly even in a space to be able to really feel that energy because of his constant prodding. So between that and it's just, I'm doing the best I can to move through this and continue celebrating and then the other thing is a relationship seems to be hitting some rocky areas too with my girlfriend. So it's like I'm getting a lot of emotional hits and doing the best I can to move stay through it. So that's
It sounds like quite a lot in your plate, but it's beautiful what you shared about your dad. I've had experience with that too. People that I've been really close to in one in particular, my aunt, when she passed, I didn't feel, I mean, I loved her, I was very close to her, but I didn't feel any sadness at all. But similar to what you felt, I kind of just felt like she was in such a wonderful place, that was the overwhelming perception and feeling that I had. And I still have that to this day. And it's been 20 plus years, 25, 26 years since she passed. So that's beautiful. I'm so happy that you shared that. And we've got you on the list for your whole family. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
You bet. So I have a wireless caller, and we'll see who this one is.
This is me, Tony.
Hello.
Hi. I thought it was about time I came back on and got everyone ready for our blessing.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your wonderful comments. You are so spot on, so good, so compassionate, caring, and wise in your response to people. And I guess there's just one thing I would like to add to the last comment, and that is I have noticed that birthing is what death is all about. It's not about death at all. It's just about the butterfly breaking out of the cocoon and the cocoon no longer being necessary. But on the other side, there's birth. We are always, as souls, birthing. All during our life, if you think about it, we go into various states of cocooning. As little babies, we are in a cocoon, and we are in a unique state of reality that's not like what we will be in when we're 5 years old. And then we break out of that little cocoon and become a butterfly with a little more range and freedom until we break out of that cocoon and we become teenagers with not only wings but horns at times. And we are really taking on the world. We break out of that cocoon when we no longer have parental support. That's a cocoon we break out of. We are transformational beings, souls, that sometimes enter this world through a long and painful birth delivery. My goodness, you know, some women have been in labor for 48 hours. Bless their heart. I don't know how they did it, but it is true. And some people have a very, very difficult time birthing back into the heavenly realm. And let us pray for that process, that it be meaningful and timely, and that everyone passes through their birthing, whatever the stage of life, when it needs to happen. When it needs to happen. We know some kids grow up before others do. Some break out of the childhood cocoon too soon and are harmed. Some are held back too long and then feel angry. I'd like all of you to observe the various cocoons you've been through and the various cocoons you have seen other people go through. And take a look at how this may be affecting your desire for your next inevitable step in life. Because we will not exit a cocoon or penetrate it until we know there's life on the other side. And so sometimes we stay inside that cocoon until we can see life on the other side. Sarah's been trying to find a home, the perfect home, a perfect job for a long time. Sarah, you need to recognize and bless the cocoon you're in now, that it can love and support you, and then think about what it will be like when you can step outside that cocoon and find your next one. We are never without a support, a context of support. Always. We are innately connected. My friends, we are innately connected to one another. But sometimes we're not connected to the most positive things. And that's what we have to look at. We have to look at, is this connection the one we want? What is the connection we do want? And so we bring you in the blessing three connections you definitely want. Well, actually, four. One is with your sacred heart. You definitely want to reconnect there because that's where you are perfect. That's where your primal imprint is for this lifetime. You definitely want a connection with Christ for the love he brings you, the confidence, the caring, and the protection he brings you. You definitely want a connection with the Holy Spirit for the healing, the energetic empowerment, and the propulsion of divine will to move you into where you need to be next. You definitely want to have a stronger connection with your Heavenly Father and the grace of your Creator's love and the imprint that you share in your sacred place with God. That's what we bring to you in the blessing. And so those connections are here for you. And right now, I would ask that you all create around yourself a little cocoon of light. Just relax in your chair. Be seated, unless you're going to stand and offer the blessing with me. And it doesn't matter what configuration you sit in, except don't cross your hands or your legs. Don't cross anything that could move energetically from left to right. You're going to be conveying energy from heaven to earth and from earth back to heaven. And it will circle around in your heart. So focus on your heart. That's where you'll feel the strongest. And that's where you place your prayers. While we are conducting the energy, you place your prayers in your heart. And you don't have to make a grocery list out of your prayers or think, oh, did I pray for everything I wanted on my list? God knows all that you need, everything in your life, in your heart. The important thing is that you be in a state of request and acceptance. It's a state of being that allows you to receive the blessings and answers to your prayers more abundantly, more completely, more wholly, more fully, more miraculously. The more open you are, the more innocent you are. And by innocent, I don't mean free from ever making a mistake. We've all made mistakes. I mean innocent like a kid. Innocent in that you're not thinking about yesterday or what you did wrong or what you'd like to get out of. I mean like a kid. You're just enjoying being here now. And you want to be happy. You want to be well. You want to know that life is well and everything is well between you and God. And so with that, I would like to invite you to the blessing. And I would like to invite all the blessing givers who can join me in conducting the blessing. The blessing is actually not from me. I am no more than a priest at an altar. It is, if I were a priest at an altar, serving the sacrament, you would know. The holiness in that sacrament comes from our Lord, the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father. And the priest is only a servant, offering morsels of bread and wine for you to symbolically take into your body. And you know that by symbolically taking them into your body, you are receiving the higher essence of what they represent. That's the same with the blessing. But in order to receive, you must be open. You must be innocent. You must be a receiver. And the best way I find is to just be in prayer. And then when we're done, go and rest and be a blank slate that God can write upon. Okay. Let us begin. I'll start with my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being here. We thank you for loving us unconditionally. We thank you for forgiving us without ever looking at our sins, because you know the sins don't matter. They will be recycled into the growth patterns and the learning patterns of the earth. And God will make everything whole again. We thank you for leading us forward into the best and the most that we can be and offer to into our lives. We thank you for creating this little cocoon of love around us right now, so that we can just bathe in the light of the Holy Spirit and receive everything that's being offered for our healing, our happiness, our wholeness, our community, for everyone we love, and everything we hope for in love. You know how discouraged we can be at times. And I know you feel it. And discouragement is just part of the human adventure. But it's only a momentary bump in the road. Take us over that bump in the road and sailing down the road into the light of beautiful opportunities. We thank you for being here with us now, and we ask for all your blessings for everyone on this call, for all their needs and requests, for their loved ones, and everyone whose life they will touch in the coming week. We ask that you be with the lonely and the sick and the children and those who are passing through trials of their life. We know that you love them, and we hope that they can feel your love, for it is gracious and great and everlasting. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing is now complete. So it's time for you to go and rest. Be a blank slate and let God finish writing all of the blessings on your life. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to you being back again next time.